Part 2, Chapter 10. Turl knew leverage when he saw it. As a veteran security officer, he depended on leverage at every turn, and advantage, and blackmail, a method of forcing compliance. And now it was turned around. This man-thing had sensed that it had leverage. He sat there studying the man-thing. Did it have any inkling of the plans? No, of course not. Possibly he had been too insistent day after day so that this thing sensed he wanted something of it. Possibly he had been too indulgent. He had gone to the trouble every day or two to go out and shoot rats for it. And earlier, hadn't he gotten it water? And look at all the cunning and difficulty of establishing what it ate. Here it stood, brave and strong, telling him it didn't eat that. Turl looked at it more closely. Well, not brave and strong. It looked pretty sickly, really. It had a worn robe around it, and yet it was almost blue with the coldness of the day. He glanced over at the pond. It was frozen over, dirt and all. He looked around further. The cage wasn't as dirty as it might have been. The thing evidently buried its jobs.
Animal,
said Turl.
You had better get to work if you know what is good for you.
Bluster sometimes made it, even when one didn't have leverage.
The winter weather,
said Johnny in Cyclo,
is bad for the machine. At night and in rain or snow, I keep it covered with a deer hide from my pack. But the dampness is not good for it. It is becoming tarnished.
Turl almost laughed. It was so funny to hear this animal actually speaking Cyclo. True, there was some accent. Probably Chinko. No, maybe not Chinko, since all the polite phrases, the forgive me's and pardon me's Turl had heard when he checked the records, were not there. Turl had never met a Chinko since they were all dead, but he had met a lot of subject races on other planets and they were carefully servile in their speech, as they should be.
Animal! You may know the words, but you do not understand the proper attitude. Shall I demonstrate?
Johnny could have been launched on a flight to the bars with one sweep of those huge paws. He drew himself up.
My name is not Animal. It is Johnny Good Boy Tyler.
Turl absolutely gaped at him. The effrontery, the bald gall of this thing. He hit him. The collar almost broke Johnny's neck as the rope brought him up short. Turl stalked out of the cage and slammed the door. The ground shook like an earthquake as he stamped away. He had almost reached the outer door of the compound when he stopped. He stood there, thinking. Turl looked at the gray-white world, felt the cold glass of his face mask cutting his gaze. Blast this stinking planet. He turned around and walked back to the cage. He opened the door and went over to the man-thing. He picked it up, wiped the blood off its neck with a handful of snow, and then put it standing in front of the table.
My name is Turl. Now, what were we talking about?
He knew leverage when he saw it. But never in their association thereafter did he ever address Johnny as anything other than Animal. A Cyclo, after all, could not ignore the fact that his was the dominant race. The greatest race in all universes. And this man thing. Ugh.